Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. Now, we have a lot of material that we are going to be dealing with as we head through the afternoon. Unfortunately, we have to start with a tragic situation coming in from the Miami, Florida area, I think Sunrise, Florida, to be exact, where a number of FBI agents, at the moment I'm hearing two, somebody else sent me a note and said, I think it's three, I hope they're wrong, have been killed in the line of duty. And I wanted to try and get some insight on this, try and get a handle on. Of course, there's nobody better at explaining all of this than our dear friend Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI and now pursuing his PhD. Jimmy, I appreciate you being here, and I can only imagine as a retired FBI agent, man, your heart's got to be aching right about now.
Yeah, Jeff, you know, we're a small family. There's only 12,000 active duty FBI agents, and it is a small family. And even when you include those folks who are retired like me or who served for a period of time and left to do something else. And yeah, this was a gut shot this morning. Just the FBI doing what law enforcement does, which is going out to arrest somebody on a felony warrant and conduct a search warrant of a premises, a court-ordered search warrant. And the details that we have right now, Jeff, I mean, obviously it's, you know, the initial details usually are sketchy or usually have, proved later on to be, they're proved to be erroneous details. But it looks like the names have been released now, and it's two young agents, I believe, Special Agent Daniel Alphen and Special Agent Laura Schwarzenberger were the two agents who were shot and killed. And then there were three that were wounded by gunfire. And, you know, I'm hearing reports it was a rifle. I can't confirm that. But two of the agents were needed to go to the hospital. Both are in stable condition, so that is good news. So I'd heard the same thing you had heard, that there might have possibly been a third agent that had been killed. But yeah, the family, and the family's big. The family is law enforcement writ large. Yeah. So the family is grieving today. But, Jeff, I think this is one of those things that puts a finer point on the argument when people say, well, why did you send 10 agents or 10 police officers to arrest somebody on a white-collar, you know, crime, or send somebody, you know, you send a team of agents and a tactical team to arrest somebody who was charged with possessing child pornography. And Jeff, I argue all the time, these were the cases that worried me the most during my career, especially when I had to send young agents into harm's way, because typically people who are guilty of crimes against children and child pornography and things like that, they're leading a double life. So it's not like the typical street criminal that, you know, hey, this is what I am, do your job and try and catch me, I'm going to do my thing, this is what I do. These are people that are pretending to be something else. And so they usually have this, and I'm not going to try to diagnose this as a medical condition, but this disease, for lack of a better term, mm-hmm. that causes them to pursue these type of things. And when they are discovered, what typically happens is those are the ones you have to worry about, either suicide by cop or killing them, you know, taking their own life. or in a situation like this, actually shooting out with the arresting officer. So there are no safe arrests, as you know, having been in the profession. There's none that you go to and you go, this is going to be an easy one, or this one I can let my guard down. And today put a really fine point on that argument that these folks, they go into harm's way every dadgum day and twice on Sunday. And we lost two of the best this morning, and we should pray for their families and pray for their souls, and at the same time for the three agents that were also injured.
So true. Now, Jimmy, you referenced child pornography, and I've read this afternoon child pornography, and one turn of a phrase was child torture. Is this what you're hearing, or do we need to parse words here?
Yeah, I don't want to get out over my skis. I'm trying to deal with just what I have seen actually reported through law enforcement channels. Now, Jeff, there was a search warrant conducted, and it was a violent crimes against children investigation. Now, if this was a, and there are no standard child pornography cases, but if this was a child pornography case, it would have been investigated under crimes against children. For this to be violent crimes against children, yeah, that tells me that there was something there a little bit more, if it can be, more deviant than simple possession of child pornography. I mean, I don't know for certain what the details were, but yes, this was an investigation into violent crimes against children. So I imagine more details will come out. We know that the shooter is deceased as well, but we don't have a name yet. I don't think that has been released. And we certainly don't have any background, but just a tragic, tragic case. And like I said, you know, there are no simple arrests. Every one of them can be fraught with peril, and this really just kind of put the exclamation point on that.
Oh, so very true. And Jimmy, you mentioned that these were two young agents. You and I are about the same age, and I think we're both in a position in life where sometimes we look at folks who are doing this job or that job and go, my God, look at these kids. And that seems to be the case here. Two young agents newly out to save the world and serve all the decent people. And this is what they walk into. It's just tragic.
Yeah, it's, you know, look, when you raise your right hand, you swear an oath, you know, to support and defend the Constitution, and you strap on that sidearm and you put away your credentials and your badge into your, you know, breast pocket of your suit jacket.
Yeah.
You do accept a higher level of risk, but you know, these were, and I don't know any of the details about them, but I'm sure that they were obviously somebody's son, somebody's daughter. I'm sure they had families. They probably had spouses or partners. They might've had children. They definitely, you know, left in their departure, they left behind friends and colleagues and partners on the job. So just an awful, awful day. And man, it just, you know, when you see all the demonization of law enforcement and what we're dealing with right now in this country with the abolished police and defund the police, it's days like today. And trust me, this is, you know, these were two FBI agents, but we lose law enforcement officers, you know, every week. I mean, I think, Jeff, last year in 2020, there were 315 line of duty deaths. And I want to say around 70 or 80 of them were the direct result of an adversarial action, meaning somebody shot at them or stabbed them or punched them and beat them or ran them over with a car. So, you know, it's a dangerous and a perilous profession, but it doesn't make it sting any less when we get news that we lost two of ours today.
So true. Jimmy, I'm going to ask you one final favor. You had mentioned their names at the beginning of this segment. I'd ask you to mention them again because I'd like all of us, or each of us who thinks in this direction, people of faith, people who are just trying to have a good thought to remember these heroes in our thoughts and our prayers.
Yep, Jeff, it was Special Agent Daniel Alphen and Special Agent Laura Schwarzenberger. Daniel Alphen and Laura Schwarzenberger.
Well, we need to keep Daniel and Laura and their family and their brothers and sisters on the job in our thoughts and prayers. Jimmy, I always invite people, urge people to check out your website, jamesagalliano.com, jamesagalliano.com. And as always, brother, I am more than appreciative that you could make some time for us.
Jeff, I appreciate it. You take care.
Take care, my friend. All right, Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, losing two special agents today as they were attempting to serve an arrest warrant and a search warrant. Subject was apparently going to be arrested for violent crimes against children and decided to engage in a shootout with law enforcement, and two FBI agents that we know of killed in the line of duty, three in the hospital at this time, and there is a discussion about whether a third agent is in fact in the hospital with, I don't want to use the phrase relatively minor, but you understand what I'm saying, you know, less severe injuries, or if one of those agents actually does have life-threatening injuries and may, in fact, have been killed in the line of duty. So we'll keep you updated on all of those details. And again, I don't want to be preachy. I don't want to sound like I'm in your pulpit or on your bema, but if you are so inclined, I think we need to keep Daniel and Laura and their families and their friends and their co-workers in our thoughts and prayers. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.